After a climate change-caused crash pushed Gulf cod to near overfished status last year, the suspension of the Marine Stewardship Council Blue Label did not come as a surprise to the industry. The MSC is a leading standard bearer for sustainable fisheries around the world, and right now, impacts of losing MSC certification are still unclear. With no federal cod fishery this season and only a small state fishery, there isn't a lot of Gulf cod to sell this year anyway. An independent audit of the fishery this winter essentially found that Gulf cod stocks aren't big enough, and not enough young cod are entering the fishery. That's what triggered the suspension. The auditor was clear, however, that the suspension is not a result of poor management. Rather, it blames the 2013 to 2016 marine heatwave that decimated cod stocks in the Gulf. Right now, the MSC does not distinguish between climate-caused suspensions and management-caused suspensions, something industry players criticized when it became clear that Gulf cod was close to suspension. In January, an MSC spokesperson told Alaska's Energy Desk that distinguishing climate-change-caused fishery suspensions is worth taking another look at, though no actions have been taken yet. Gulf cod makes up less than 10% of Alaska's cod market following the crash, according to the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. The majority of the state's cod comes out of the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands fisheries, both of which remain MSC certified. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.